It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that, some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. Monday edition of the show underway. Thanks so much for being here. Hope your day is going well. Hope your weekend was great, but bittersweet, to say the least, weekend for many of us in the Cedar Valley as the weather didn't really want to play ball with the Sturgis Falls festivities. I was unable to take part in the fun on Sunday due to the weather, but albeit it was a little damp, took part in the parade on Saturday morning, able to just get that son of a gun in there before the rain really, really picked up. Just a sprinkle to a mild, steady rain throughout most of that parade, if you were there for it. And then toward the end, it really started to take off, and it really started to fall down. But glad that was able to get in, of course, in what obviously was subpar, to say the least, for a weather weekend for Sturgis Falls. So knock on wood, we got a little karma maybe headed our way for next summer. So nonetheless, thanks to everybody who came out and saw any of our people at Overman Park and all of our great sponsors that helped make our presence in both at both the park and in the parade possible. So really appreciate all the sponsors as well. So here we go. We're marching forward as we continue on. The high school baseball and softball seasons getting closer and closer to their respective postseasons. Meanwhile, we're getting closer and closer to the high school, college, and NFL seasons as far as football is concerned. So we're in that little pocket right now where you're looking at about 8 weeks, give or take, basically one, where, I mean, the football stuff's going to really continue to ramp up. Meanwhile, we've got a number of area metro teams in both baseball and softball that figure to have something to say about how things are going to shake out in their respective classes for prep baseball and softball. So that's what the landscape looks like here as we move forward in late June. However you are tuned in on this Monday, I appreciate it very much, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan on the Zuck machine. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. After you're done there, make sure you got that website bookmarked, not just for the stream, but all sorts of local, statewide, national sports content can be found there. Podcasts, audio on demand. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Bookmark it, like I said, 1650thefan.com. If you want to join today's show with any questions or comments, or perhaps there's someone or something you want to pitch to the show, you got a couple ways to reach out. Dial us up, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you can email the show, email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, here is what's coming up on what is a Hustle Up edition of today's show. As due to yesterday's absolute beatdown at the College World Series, we have a deciding and final Game 3 tonight of the College World Series, where Florida will take on LSU one last time after a 24-4 win yesterday. Yes, I am not misspeaking there. If you have not seen this, that is what happened, as in Omaha, Florida defeats LSU 24-4. You heard that game yesterday right here on The Fan. And, I mean, obviously LSU just got to the point quickly where it went to the back end, perhaps, might be. I don't know. Just the end of its depth chart, of its pitching, saved everybody they could theoretically, conceivably save for tonight's Game 3 of the series. And, you know, Paul Skeens perhaps going to be on the bump in some sort of duration for the Tigers tonight of LSU. We'll see how it all plays out. But that game was getting away from the Tigers early, and they just kind of leaned into it and said, well, let's just live to fight another day here and not burn anybody who we may want to use in terms of a all-hands-on-deck Game 3. And pregame coverage of that one's going to begin at 5:45 here on The Fan tonight. So there's your Hustle Up edition of the show. And very much looking forward to this game tonight, despite the lopsided result yesterday. And I still think it's anybody's series, albeit there's got to be something that's taken away for Florida, right, of just absolutely beating down LSU like they did yesterday. I mean, you're probably not going to see any of the same pitchers, but, man, there's got to be a little bit of a psychological edge, I would imagine, to some degree. But that's what's coming up later tonight here on The Fan. What's coming up here on the show after we get to area sports news and scores for your Monday? We'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll come back and got a whole bunch of audio I want to bring you. Just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, including audio from Iowa State soon-to-be sophomore point guard Taman Lipsey. Of course, he's coming off of a really, really good freshman season for T.J. Otzelberger's team. You've got Iowa, UNI, Iowa State, all the Division I college basketball teams across the country engaged in summer workouts right now. So getting a little bit of audio, getting a little bit of sound, if you will, from time to time here now from both coaches and players. So I got some audio from Taman Lipsey that I want to bring you. Also, Coach Otzelberger talks about Omaha Blue, the highest-rated recruit, I think highest-rated recruit ever in Iowa State men's basketball history, that is taking part in the, was it the U18 or U19 Team USA group playing in the FIBA World Cup. So we've got some audio from there, or from Coach Otz on the Cyclones, both current and future. And then also have some audio from some Iowa Hawkeyes as the football team continues to get ready for the 2023 season that I mentioned before. That's right around the corner, folks. I mean, it's going to be here before we know it. But we've got some audio from new quarterback Cade McNamara, new offensive lineman Rusty Feth. We talked about it last week on the show when David Eichel of HawkeyeInsider.com joined us on Friday. Rusty Feth is the clubhouse leader right now for the picture for the quote-unquote yearbook, or the proverbial football yearbook, if you will. This dude's beard, the tattoos, how absolutely yoked the dude is. He looks like something you would see in your nightmares. And it's just a really funny photo if you haven't seen it. Look it up on social media, Rusty Feth, one of Iowa's new offensive linemen that they're hoping will help elevate a group that just, by all means, I mean, as we've talked with David Eichold on this program for at least a couple seasons now, when it comes to Iowa's shortcomings as a football program, that the offensive line just has not quite been where it needs to be as it relates to a program standard that's been developed over time by Kirk Ferentz and his staff. So we'll see if that revamped offensive line has something to say coming up this season, as there are some folks out there. Another thing I brought up with David Eicholt last week on the show was that Joel Klatt from Fox Sports says the Hawkeyes, with their revamped, retooled offense, should be a contender in the West of the Big Ten. And I've kind of laid back a little bit on that. I just want to see more. I will make a prediction before the season begins, but I'd like to just go through fall camp, or at least most of it, before I get into that prediction for the Hawkeyes coming off of the seasons they're coming off of, all the struggles and the drama around that offense and coordinator Brian Ferentz. David and Joel know more than I do about Iowa football. I think that's fair to say, no doubt, especially David. But man, just to say, like in June, like David and Joel Klatt have now done, that Iowa's going to contend for the West in the Big Ten, I'm not quite ready to go there. And I don't think I should take much heat for that, or maybe any at all. But nonetheless, that's part of the package here in the next segment. A whole bunch of audio lined up to bring you on this Hustle Up edition of the show, like I mentioned before. So after we're done there, we will take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break. That'll be our final time back together ahead of pregame coverage of LSU Florida and that deciding College World Series championship game tonight of the three-game set. And we'll wrap it up at that point. And before we hand the baton to our great friends at Westwood One Sports, we'll get you an NFL Now, NFL Network update, and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. So that is what is on the agenda today. Boys and girls, let's go ahead and dive right in. Area sports news and scores for your Monday. Tonight, in Metro Baseball doubleheaders, Cedar Falls plays host to Cedar Rapids, Washington. Waterloo West is at home against Dubuque Waller and Waterloo Columbus at Dyke, New Hartford. Meanwhile, in Metro Softball, Cedar Falls hosts Waverly Shell Rock. Waterloo West has a home game against Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Waterloo Columbus has a doubleheader at Dyke, New Hartford. Both the Sailor baseball and softball teams tonight have first place up for grabs in the North Iowa Cedar League with those doubleheaders at Dyke, New Hartford. The Sailors can clinch both the softball and baseball NICL titles with just one win in those twin bills tonight, and both of them got underway 13 minutes ago at the top of the hour. The latest Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings have been released. No changes among top-ranked schools. Ankeny Centennial in 4A. In 3A, it's Western Dubuque top-ranked. Van Meter, number 1 in 2A. And Mason City Newman, top-ranked in 1A. One area school in the rankings, Don Bosco up a couple spots to 5th in Class 1A. In case you missed it, last Friday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released softball regional pairings. 1A and 2A first-round games begin this Friday. Class 3A, 4A, and 5A first-round games begin on Thursday, July 6th. Here's pairings for Metro teams. In Class 5A, Cedar Falls in Region 1 opens with a home game against Waterloo East on July 6th. Meanwhile, Waterloo West in Region 4 plays on Saturday, July 8th at Ames. In Class 2A, Waterloo Columbus in Region 5 begins tournament play on Wednesday, July 5th. With a home game against Dyke, New Hartford, complete pairings can be found by visiting 1650thefan.com. The Waterloo Bucks resume Northwoods League action tonight, playing host to La Crosse. The Bucks had the last two days off following a six-game road trip. Waterloo 9-17 in the Great Plains East Division this season, 6.5 games behind first-place Thunder Bay. This is the final week of the first half of the regular season. First pitch tonight at Riverfront Stadium is at 6:35. Iowa State is going to have another former player suiting up for NBA Summer League. Gabe Kalcher has signed a deal with Golden State. Last year, the Cyclones guard was named All-Big 12 second team while earning a spot on the All-Big 12 defensive team. Kalcher led the Cyclones in minutes played while averaging 12.9 points per game. The USA rallied from 9 points down in the fourth quarter to defeat Slovenia 77-72 at the U19 FIBA World Cup in Hungary. Incoming Iowa State freshman Omaha Ballou played just under 12 minutes, scored 3 points, had two steals and a blocked shot. Team USA now 2-0 in pool play. Former Wartburg pitcher Dylan Gatto has signed a professional baseball contract with the Idaho Falls Chuckers in the Pioneer League. The Pioneer League is an MLB partner league with teams in Montana, Idaho, Utah, and Colorado. It is a developmental league with no active player having more than 3 years of prior professional baseball service. Gatto played 5 seasons for the Knights and was a first-team all-conference selection and received all-region honors. He holds the school record for most strikeouts in a career at Wartburg with 278. And as I mentioned, yes, Florida defeated LSU 24-4 at the College World Series yesterday afternoon in Omaha. The Gators collected 23 hits, including 6 home runs. Florida tied the series at 1 game apiece with that win. And Game 3, it's all on the line tonight. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Florida-LSU College Baseball World Series. Pregame coverage at 5:45 and first pitch around 6 o'clock. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll come back on the other side. We'll hear some audio on Iowa State men's basketball summer workouts, some audio from some Iowa Hawkeye football players, and more, if time permits. That's all next right here on this Monday edition of Colin Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The New York Jets are bracing to be forced on the next season of Hard Knocks, according to Pro Football Talk, despite making it publicly known that they are not interested. In the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks have traded John Collins to the Utah Jazz for Rudy Gay and a future second-round pick. Victor Wembanyama has said that he will not participate in the upcoming FIBA World Cup for France and will instead focus his attention on his upcoming rookie season. And Hollywood actors Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney, and Michael B. Jordan are investing in Alpine Racing, which is part of Formula One. And the Rangers are interested in former MVP and Pirates outfielder Andrew McCutchen. This is according to Sports Illustrated. Later today will be the Men's College World Series championship game. It's the final one. Win or go home for the Florida Gators or the LSU Tigers. And it all starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Get maximum sports. Lock your radio to 1650 The Fan.
If you need a garage, you need Action. Action Garage Builders.
Hi there, Troy with Action Garage Builders. Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. If you need a garage, you need Action.
This month, we're extending a hearty congratulations to our Gold Star teachers, Central Middle School's Kendall Rockford, Irving Elementary's Ann Schreck, Orange Elementary's Roshana Greer, and Hoover Middle School's Joellen Pruis. We're also celebrating our board members for the positive impact they make on our district. Specifically, get this. Board member Lyle Schmidt has served 30 years on our Waterloo School's board. Thank you, Director Schmidt. Recently, he shared with us that he was the first in his family to be able to go to college. He became an engineer, and it changed the trajectory of his life. And he serves on our board and supports education because, in his words, what we offer today can change the trajectory of many students' lives ahead. We also celebrated the 20th anniversary of the opening of the Dr. Walter Cunningham School for Excellence. At Waterloo Schools, we're so proud of our rich traditions and phenomenal students, staff, board, and volunteers. Thank you to the entire community for supporting our students. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. With us, the future is now.
8 in 10. That's how many small businesses choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance coverage. Call your authorized Wellmark agent, Tyler Trunnell, with Brummel Madsen Insurance in Cedar Falls at 319-266-2644 and find a plan that's right for your business. Tyler is a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa. To be eligible, you must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not affiliated with any government agency.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's betting splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Cardinals over the Cubs 7-5 to wrap up the London series yesterday. The Cardinals with another 50 underdog in that one. The Cubs return to action at Wrigley Field against Philadelphia. That is coming up tomorrow. Cubs odds to make the playoffs. Yes, plus 290. No, the favorite at minus 300. The White Sox in action today at the Los Angeles Angels. White Sox a plus 115 underdog. With Dylan Cease on the mound. Reed Detmers for the Angels, minus 135, 8.5 flat the total. College World Series championship game. LSU $1.40 favorite over the Florida Gators. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows around 56 tonight under clear skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 85 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Cloudy tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms, lows dip down to about 63. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday, mid-80s Wednesday, upper 80s by Thursday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 76.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Cole Bear, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues, and whether it's football or basketball, summer workouts, summer training going on for both at the moment, and it's a much different summer right now for Iowa State sophomore guard Taman Lipsey, Ames native, coming off of that freshman season in which he started all 33 games at point guard and was named to the Big 12 all-freshman team. Here's Taman Lipsey.
Yeah, last year at this time, I was just working as hard as I could every day just to get noticed, doing whatever I could by the coaches. You know, coming in as a freshman, you don't really know what to expect, so I just played as hard as I could. But now I got a year under my belt. The coaches know what I can do. They know what I know what they want from me, so that makes it easier. And then just helping the new guys out with how we run things over here, what's our culture and stuff like that.
With that year under his belt that Lipsey mentions, he points out that Coach Otzelberger and the staff are looking to him to be more of a leader this season.
Just being more vocal, taking that step from last year since I have a year under my belt, and just being a point guard, just being more vocal, helping out the new guys, and just being a leader.
And with the additions to the roster this offseason, it's looking like Lipsey will not have to shoulder such a heavy workload when it comes to the ball handling duties this upcoming season.
It's nice. Just having other guys that can make plays, that are playmakers, that can dribble the ball, I don't have to worry about doing that every time down the floor. If they get it, they can push it. If I get it, I can push it. Just makes the game easier.
And as a result of those teammates that can take some of that workload, particularly with ball handling, off of Taman Lipsey's, off of his shoulders, if you will, he says he's focused in on some other parts of his game that he wants to improve, including shooting the ball. While Lipsey had a highly productive season as a true freshman, he shot just 20% from three-point range.
Yeah, I go through basically everything. Start off ball handling, passing, shooting, finishing. I do basically everything. Oftentimes I work out with Keyshawn or one of the other guards, and we sort of work off each other with passing, catching and shooting, pull-ups. So a lot of jump shots, a lot of off-the-dribble mid-range.
As we pointed out before, Lipsey started all 33 games for the Cyclones a season ago as a freshman point guard. And Coach T.J. Otzelberger, that's not lost on him. He points out how valuable that durability is.
Doing a great job being out there every day and being available and taking care of his body. I mean, I don't think people understand on the outside how hard he had to work to play as hard as he did, as competitively as he did, as many minutes as he did as a freshman, and we were so dependent on him. So I think it speaks to his credit, or credit him for his character and everything that he did off the court, just to be what we needed him for him to be.
Otzelberger goes on to say that it's not just durability, it's toughness, it's leadership. You know, some of those things that you can't really put a price on that Taman Lipsey brings to the team.
His ability to run a team and maturity and command, that stands out. His on-ball defense, ability to pressure and guard the basketball, like, he loves it. Like, you can tell he takes a tremendous sense of pride being physical guarding the basketball. And he's got some really unique outlier strengths, like getting offensive rebounds and 50-50 balls go his way. He's very fast to the basketball, very quick to making plays.
Evidenced by what Coach Otzelberger was saying there with, you know, a strength to get 50-50 balls, to get offensive rebounds. Lipsey finished third on the team last season in offensive rebounds, and Otzelberger describes how that just tells you about his effort level.
But to me, the most impressive thing is when you look at the stretch of a long season as a freshman and you're logging 30 minutes every night and you're drawing these, you know, you're in tough environments and matchup. It's the mental fortitude and mental toughness to do what he did throughout the entire season.
And among everything we've heard from Lipsey and Coach Otzelberger, this has got to be the most encouraging, where Coach Otz says that Taman Lipsey is just plainly a more confident player this summer.
He knows, you know, what he's accomplished and what he's done, and so you can sense a greater sense of confidence from an offensive standpoint in being vocal and running his team, and ability to, you know, to knock down a shot or just make the play that presents itself. You know, I think, you know, when you're in your first year, you almost play like, I don't want to make a mistake. And now his level of aggressiveness offensively and doing all those things has been so good.
So some very encouraging news on Iowa State sophomore to be point guard Taman Lipsey. I think if Lipsey just continues to do what he's done and then he shoots the ball a little bit better from the perimeter, that's going to open up so many more things for that young man. It's going to make his life so much more easier. He should be able to be so much more productive. And he doesn't even have to be a knockdown shooter. You get that three-point percentage from 20 up to about 32%, and that's going to change a lot of things, not just for him as an individual out there, but for all of his teammates as he's the ball-dominant point guard for those Cyclones. Sticking with Iowa State men's basketball, incoming freshman Omaha Ballou is part of that U.S. team that is competing in the FIBA Under-19 World Cup in Hungary. Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger points out just how great of an experience this is going to be for the former Waukee High School standout.
Coach Boyle, Coach Rice, Coach Boynton, great coaches. So for him to have that experience, it's almost, you know, like he's preparing to play college games or the level or above of college games with coaches.
And as we told you at the start of the show during Area Sports News and Scores, Team USA, that U19 team, most recently with a win over Slovenia in pool play, they're now 2-0. Here's Coach Otz once more.
You're taking in a lot of information. You're going to a different country. You're playing with FIBA rules. You're finding out, how do I play to my greatness, my strengths, you know, among this group of guys. So just a very valuable learning opportunity, and he should feel great about being selected and being part of it. And, you know, I'm sure that he'll go there and be impactful to winning games for those guys, because he's a winning player.
Sticking with basketball, but going from college to the association, former Iowa All-American Chris Murray was introduced in Portland over the weekend, 2 days after being drafted by the Trailblazers with the 23rd pick in the first round of the NBA draft. And Murray, as you might imagine, says he was thrilled to be drafted by Portland.
Kind of the whole thing I've been doing in this process is just being patient. So definitely draft night is a night where it can be stressful for a lot of people. And for me, just kind of being patient. I knew that I'd end up with an organization that would be a really good fit for me. And the Blazers took that chance on me, and I'm excited for it too.
Chris Murray says returning to Iowa for his junior season was the right decision. He averaged better than 20 points, nearly 8 rebounds, and as we pointed out, he was an All-American, All-Big Tener. Here's Chris Murray on that decision.
For me, it was definitely just kind of honing in my skill set and just kind of getting the opportunity to show it a lot more. So I definitely thought I did this past year, and was able to kind of show everything in my game. And I knew that coach trusted me, and that's really all I need, was that he let me play through my mistakes. And mentally, that helped me a lot, just knowing that he trusted me like that. And honestly, just got the opportunity to kind of just show what I could do. And that's kind of what made me take the jump these last few years.
And what's next for Chris Murray? Well, that's pretty simple. Well, at least it sounds simple. That's carving out a role on the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, I think for me it's just my versatility offensively and defensively. I feel like I can guard multiple positions and play multiple positions, but definitely my basketball IQ. I just think I'm a low mistake kind of guy, and definitely going to grow with these guys these next few months and just get better.
And when it comes to that growth, Murray says that having watched his twin brother Keegan go through his rookie season this past year in Sacramento is going to help him make this transition to the NBA.
Just little things I learned from him, just kind of especially like not on the basketball side, what is important too, just kind of how you take care of yourself on and off the court. The biggest thing I learned from him is just kind of do the same thing every single day. Don't change who you are. And he had a really good group around him last year too to kind of help him as a rookie just kind of get used to the environment, used to the game. Definitely learned some things from him. Grateful for it too.
Chris Murray will take part in the NBA Summer League next month with the Portland Trailblazers. And I know some of those games end up on ESPN or ESPN2. So keep an eye out for that if you want to watch the former Hawkeye suited up for the first time as a member of the Portland Trailblazers in the NBA. Let's go to another former Hawkeye now, but we'll go from the basketball court to the gridiron. Former Iowa All-American Tyler Linderbaum had a successful rookie season, and he says it's getting him ready for his sophomore campaign in the NFL. He started every game at center last year for the Baltimore Ravens and was named to the NFL's all-rookie team. Here's Linderbaum.
Whenever you got 18 games under your belt in the NFL, it's definitely going to help you. There's still a lot for me personally to get better and to improve on. But we got a great coaching staff here and a great group of guys here that are, you know, willing to help each other out.
And while he did make that NFL all-rookie team, like I pointed out there, Tyler Linderbaum says it was a huge challenge transitioning from college football to the NFL last season.
You know, every day, especially now, you just come out here, work on your technique. That's something that you can always improve on. Just in the weight room, getting bigger and stronger, faster. Just taking it one day at a time. You know, being able to, you know, have the offense down with the new offense, just being able, you know, to understand what you need to do and then go out there and do it and work on your technique as you go along.
Here's more from Linderbaum on the challenges he encountered as a NFL rookie.
I don't think you realize how hard of a game it is, especially the kind of talent that you're going against. You know, every rep that you have in a game, in practice, you know, it's not going to be easy. So just being more consistent, I think, is what everyone strives to be, and something that everyone's trying to get better at. But that's definitely something that, you know, is going to help set you up for success in this league, is just being consistent and, you know, doing your job.
When it comes to working on something specific this offseason as he heads into his second year in the NFL, Tyler Linderbaum says he's working on becoming a better pass blocker.
You know, especially coming from a run-style offense in college, you know, it's always something just to get back those reps that I didn't get. But, you know, going to college at Iowa, you know, having the coaches that I had, you know, teaching me, and then coming here, you know, and being around such a great group of guys, you know, you can get better at everything. And, you know, I mean, certainly pass blocking is one of them, but I think everyone around the league is saying that, so everyone can improve on that.
All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up this Hustle Up edition of Colin Company ahead of the College World Series finale, this Monday edition right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa offensive lineman Rusty Feth is trying to catch up during summer workouts. Feth transferred to Iowa after playing at Miami of Ohio. He did not take part in spring drills with the Hawkeyes as he was finishing up his degree work at Miami. At Iowa, Feth is reunited with former Miami assistant George Barnett. He's the Hawkeyes' offensive line coach.
He's a great man, great coach, and so I haven't been with him. Last time I was with him was my COVID year, 2020. So it's cool getting back into the routine with him, you know, getting back with the way he coaches.
The top-ranked teams are the same, the latest Radio Iowa Baseball Coaches Association high school poll. It's the final poll in the smallest two classes. Van Meter's top-ranked in the final 2A survey. In Class 1A, it's Mason City Newman. Ankeny Centennial remains top-ranked in 4A this week. Western Dubuque remains top-rated in Class 3A. This is Radio Iowa.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry.
But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Crop and livestock producers make Iowa's economy strong, and the stressors that farmers face are different from any other industry. Financial strain and environmental challenges have contributed to farmers saying it's affected their mental health. Register for the Comprehensive Suicide Prevention Response for Iowa Agriculture webinar presented by David Brown at ISU Extension. The webinar is June 21st and is free to the public. Visit yourlifeiowa.org and search for the 2023 Suicide Prevention Webinar Series to register. CEUs approved. A message from Iowa HHS.
Conservative governor and business leader Doug Burgum.
I grew up in a tiny town in North Dakota. Woke was what you did at 5 a.m. to start the day. I started a shoeshine business, worked at the grain elevator, and as a chimney sweep. I literally bet the farm to help build a tiny startup into a billion-dollar company with customers in 132 countries. A kid from small town North Dakota. That's America.
That's Doug Burgum, world-class business leader, remarkably successful two-term conservative governor. Doug Burgum has a conservative plan for the economy, energy, and national security. He'll cut taxes, create energy independence, and win the Cold War with China. Doug Burgum is a new leader for a changing economy.
I'm Doug Burgum, and I approve this message. Paid for by Doug Burgum for America.
It's that time of year. The Buchanan County Fair in Independence, starting Wednesday, July 5th through Sunday, July 9th. It's red, white, and blue. This fair is for you. 2023 grandstand events include Denny Osborne Memorial Race on Wednesday. Then it's time to put on your belt buckle for the Roots and Boots Tour, featuring Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray.
That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Friday night, don't miss the chart topper artist Trace Adkins with special guest Warren Zeider.
I'm gonna ride the lightning, feel the thunder.
Finish the 2023 grandstand events on Saturday with the Demolition Derby. Amazing ground acts will be held at the fair throughout the week, like the Thrill Show, Kid Bucks Game Show, and the Carve Our Way Chainsaw Artist. Carnival rides are open Thursday through Sunday, and as always, the ground acts are free with paid admission to the Buchanan County Fair. Visit BuchananCountyFair.org for a full list of events and updates for the Buchanan County Fair, July 5th through the 9th.
First Bank was founded by local businessmen in 1864. Today, we remain locally owned by shareholders who are your neighbors, friends, and First Bank employees. I'm Susan Whitson with First Bank. Our investments are in our communities, for small businesses to generational farmers. We support our local schools, organizations, and nonprofits. We invite you to be part of First Bank. Our experienced local bankers are ready to assist you as your needs grow and change. Visit firstiowa.bank to learn more and to see how we can serve you first. Member FDIC.
Tickets to the Gallagher Blue Dorns 23-24 season are on sale now. I'm Steve Kerrigan of the Gallagher, and I'd like you to join us for great comics like Kevin James and Tom Papa. Great Broadway with Mean Girls, Annie, and Come From Away. Great bands with the music of Queen, the Eagles, Grammy Award-winning country artist Leanne Rimes, and so much more. Tickets are available online at gbpac.com, by phone or in person at the Gallagher's temporary ticket office at the Strayerwood Theater. Buy your tickets now before the best seats are gone.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Well, I was already going to go to California for, I was going to train with my quarterback coach, and usually we have guys, like a couple of local guys who will come and catch, or sometimes, you know, there'll be other quarterbacks there as well, but I was like, shoot, like my entire life my brothers have been coming with me to these camps, so I was like, why not have my brothers and also, you know, why not have my teammates come with me as well? So we got a whole group together, and it ended up being an awesome week, not just for me to grow, to get better at playing quarterback, but also for those guys to get better at their position as well.
Yeah, that's new Iowa quarterback Cade McNamara talking about how he trains in the offseason with a quarterback coach in California and made the decision to talk to his new Hawkeye teammates and got some of those wide receivers out there to train with. So just more interesting offseason summer workout notes, whether it be basketball or football, as we inch closer and closer to the fall sports season. All right, College World Series coming up here after an NFL Network update, and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Florida LSU, it's all up for grabs. 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock, it gets going. Have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.